Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Confession Session, Tracy Morgan gets into an accident just 15 minutes after he bought his brand new $2 million Bugatti. The Obamas, they secure a spot on Spotify's podcast. And there is another racial incident with Airbnb. What's good, you guys? This is your host, Angel Vandrina, and we have a lot to discuss today. So I'm so happy you guys are with us. Let's get it popping. So guys, Jen Othello is not with us today, but he has big things going on. I'm so proud of him. And just keep him in your prayers because he is out here doing what he got to do, getting his grind on, and possibly scoring huge. Okay, guys? So like I said, keep him in your wishes. Now, everything's been going smooth with me, but what I want to do is just kind of go ahead and hop into these topics. We got four good ones for you guys today. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Anchor, and of course, this podcast and Blog Talk. Send us those confessions at confession2us@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Okay, guys, so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to our hot topics. Okay, guys, so according to CNN.com, Tracy Morgan is fine, but we will have to wait to see about his ride. The star of The Last OG got into an accident Tuesday after reportedly just purchasing a $2 million Bugatti supercar. According to the New York Daily News, the 50-year-old actor was sideswiped by a woman driving a Honda CRV in New York's Hell Kitchen. Morgan was a half a mile from the dealership where he purchased the vehicle. He tweeted that he was okay. Also saying, thanks for your concern, but I'm totally fine. My new car, we shall see. Love you all. The crash came just a few days shy of his five-year anniversary of the 2014 accident that critically injured Tracy Morgan after a Walmart truck struck a limo van in which he and some others were traveling. The comedian Jimmy McNair, he was killed in that crash. Michael Sexton, he's the Bugatti sales manager at Manhattan Motor Cars, told the paper that Morgan had purchased a convertible about 30 minutes prior to the accident Tuesday. This is his dream car, Sexton told the Daily News. He'd been talking about it all weekend. Now, I know some people, they may be like, you know, this is just a vehicle, this is a car. I really don't know who would say something like that except maybe a hater because though it's materialistic, it's his material, okay? It's his money. Tracy Morgan has been working for many years. You know, he's been out here. He's been grinding. He's been doing what the fuck he got to do. And for some bitch to just come through and sideswipe his motherfucking vehicle, that shit crazy to me. I would have got out the car and mollywopped that hoe. But, you know what I'm saying? He's okay. He's very humbled about the situation. I'm just like, damn, you know, yes, it's a sideswipe, but what insurance company is really going to pay for a $2 million car? Like, can you even get insurance on some shit like that? You know, like, the premium's got to be crazy as hell, or I just can't see an insurance company taking on something like that. But I feel really bad, you know, about that. But I really feel like that's just how the devil works, too. You know, he hear you speaking about what's going to happen, what's going on, what you want to do, the positive things that's happening in your life. And soon as you get this thing, soon as it come about, bow, it's taken from you. That's why I try not to speak so much about the type of things that I want to happen in the future. You know, and I just try and keep that low key and just apply myself to whatever I got to do and keep it moving because this type of shit that happens. I'm glad that Tracy Morgan is okay. I'm glad he's so humbled about the situation. But, you know, Mrs. CRV Honda needs to get her shit together. And, you know, that's just crazy. But with that being said, you guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic of the evening. Okay, guys, so on some good news, according to the Variety.com, President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are the latest to jump into the podcast game under a pact with Spotify to produce a series of podcasts exclusively for the streaming platform under the multi-year deal between Spotify and Higher Ground Productions, the former First Couple production company, Barack and Michelle Obama are set to develop, produce, and lend their voices to select podcasts on a wide range of topics. The agreement is with Higher Ground Audio, a new division of the Higher Ground Production Company that is housing the Obamas' move into podcasts. The Obamas formed Higher Ground last year, saying their goal is to foster new, diverse voices in the entertainment business. Now, the couple has a multi-year deal with Netflix also to produce original scripted, unscripted, and documented series and films, and earlier this spring announced 7 initial projects in development. Congratulations to the Obamas. I mean, they out here young, fine, looking amazing, you know, getting still being opinionated, don't give a damn. I just like how loose they become, you know. It's like they not so stuck up because they had to be. They not like, you know what I'm saying, just formal. They like wearing the t-shirts that says fuck you to Donald Trump. You know, they out here getting busy. They making, you know, just movies. They talking. They letting us know who the real Obamas are. You know, we knew who the President Obama was. Now we're really starting to see the relaxed guy, the motherfucker from Chicago that, you know what I'm saying, we all know. You know, he's that uncle. He's that cousin. He's Barack. She's Michelle. Like, I'm just super excited for them. And I'm extremely excited about their new podcast that's going to be, you know, popping up. And with this multi-year deal, I know Jen talks about it all the time with me and Netflix. He say, oh, you ain't getting enough flip Netflix. But this is interesting. This is something that may have made me say, okay, Netflix, how much? $9 a month? Is it still $9 a month? I hope it is. But anyways, it may make me want to go ahead and see what's popping with Netflix. I'm so interested in what they have to say. You know, I am very open to hearing, you know, that new diverse voice in the entertainment biz. I'm so happy and just proud of their successes since becoming and ending their 8-year term. You know, I just feel like they are just amazing. They're doing great things, and they still popping with the classiness to them. So go ahead, Obamas. I love y'all. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic of the evening. Okay, guys. So according to FoxNews.com, an Alabama measure that would require certain child sex offenders to undergo chemical castration before being released from prison is awaiting the governor's signature. The bill, known as HB 379, was introduced by Republican State Rep. Steve Hurst and targets sex child offenders who offends anyone under the age of 13, according to legislation. They have marked this child for life, and the punishment should fit the crime, Hurst told WIAT-TV in Birmingham. The offenders will be required to foot the bill for the procedure. Refusing to undergo castration would constitute as a violation of parole, the bill reads. Hurst said his aim is to reduce the number of sex crimes committed against children by making potential offenders think twice before they act. If we do something of this nature, it would deter something like this from happening again in Alabama and maybe reduce the numbers, said Hurst. I had people call me in the past when I introduced it and said, don't you think this is humane? Hurst said of the bill. That sounds crazy. I asked them, what's more inhumane than when you take a little infant's child and you sexually molest them and they cannot defend themselves or get away? And they have to go through all these things, you know, what's more inhumane than that? Attorney Raymond Johnson told the station that child molestation is already a serious offense punishable with prison time and then probation after that. They're going to challenge it under the Eighth Amendment Constitution, John told the news outlet. They're going to claim it as cruel and unpunishable, unusual punishment for someone who has served their time. Neither Johnson nor Hurst responded on Tuesday to Fox News' request for a comment. The bill was sent to Republican Governor Kay Ivey's desk over the weekend and erased her signature. Several states already passed criminal castration bills, but it's not known how often the practice is used. Unlike surgical castration, which involves severing one's genitals, chemical castration uses drugs to suppress sexual urges. I think this is a wonderful idea. I think that anyone under the age of 18 should be, well, I guess I understand that because there are people who are, I guess 13 is good. I guess because at 13, there are people out there having sex because they want to, because, you know, just, you know, because that's what their boyfriend is, this and that, that and the other. I just feel like maybe if it's like a grown man, you know, you see the situation, it's crazy. If it's an actual rape, you know, then yes, castrate that shit, you know what I'm saying? But even with this bill right here, I think that it's wonderful that they've decided to take this on. As a victim of molestation myself, you know, I think that that is a very, very good idea. A lot of people, they don't know what molestation victims they have to go through growing up, and especially a Black woman who had not ever seeked therapy in this issue, and how it was kind of swept under the table, and how I really never even realized what the issue was or how I felt about this until I had my own children. And my oldest is about to be 7, so just 7 years ago is when I actually seen how it affected me, you know. So I just feel like this is something that's really good. It may not, you know, help out those prior victims, but it will stop this from happening to anyone else. And it's just sad, though, that an individual has to go through this. A kid, a child will have to go through this in order for them to catch that individual and castrate them. I think that is a great idea to make them foot their own bill. I think that's good. And overall, I think that this should be a law, legislation in all the states. I mean, this is just so important because child molestation is disgusting, and it really is high numbers out there. I mean, what the hell? And there's a lot of pedophiles, just some nasty motherfuckers. So I think that that's a really good idea. And overall, I hope that Governor Kay Ivey, she go ahead and sign that shit. And, you know, these nasty motherfuckers' penises get to getting just chemically removed. All right, guys, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to our final topic of the evening. All right, guys, so another crazy-ass topic for you guys. According to BET.com, a video surfaced on Twitter of an Airbnb host in New York City asking a group of Black men which monkey is going to sleep on the couch. Posted by Meshay, I'm so sorry if I'm saying his name wrong, but Cicero, the cell phone video shows a woman named Kate, who appears to be the host of the property, rudely speaking to her guests, a group of Black men. Cicero, is seated and can be heard claiming, calmly speaking with Kate, as she disagrees about the conditions for their stay. Not wanting to hear the reason, Kate harshly responded, which monkey is going to stay on the couch? Cicero and his guests were shocked by the racial slur, then took his phone out to post a video of Kate, you know, putting them out at 2:30 in the morning. Me and my friends just encountered a racist Airbnb host. He said on his Instagram, our Airbnb host treated us very disrespectfully and claimed unnecessarily about our noise. She racially profiled us, calling us criminals, and used her racial slurs, such as monkey, to describe us. He also explained that Kate claimed she felt threatened by the men who she called criminals. And he appears to be a chef on his Instagram and Twitter pages, so it was an unfair eviction. The group left, and they were able to get a last-minute hotel arrangement. He and his friends also have received a lot of support on social media, including a reply from Airbnb stating, "Hi there. We're so sorry to hear about this. Airbnb does not condone discrimination in any way. You can view our anti-discrimination policy here. We'd like to follow up on this. Can you please send us a DM providing additional information? Thank you." This is not the first time, or the only time Airbnb caught heat before, and for racial incidents since it launched in 2008. In April of 2018, police confronted Donisha, and she's the granddaughter of Bar Molly, and her two friends after they were leaving an Airbnb home in California. There are just a couple of the platform, numerous issues with discrimination and racist behavior, and it's usually on the part of the host. According to Fox News, an Airbnb host, she had been banned from the home sharing platform after she was filmed using those racial and offensive language toward her guests that were Black. Now, this is crazy. First, I just want to say, yes, Airbnb, it launched in 2008, but this year, a couple months ago, was the first time I ever even heard of Airbnb, and they fucking suck, okay? So, first of all, my mom and my dad, they scheduled a trip to Atlanta, Georgia, then to Florida, then back to Atlanta, Georgia. For all three stays, they paid for big houses, okay, for the air through Airbnb. For the first house, they paid for, they paid for the house in Atlanta, Georgia through Airbnb. The host canceled, they just canceled. And she said that she was like, I'm sorry, this was just booked. So I was like, okay, that's odd. But now, you know, you don't get your money back for the trip, you know, because she accepted it. She accepted. She said, yes, you know, you guys can come. And then she immediately canceled it. But you don't get your money back for the trip for like 5 days. And at this point, oh, you know what? That's not what happened, you guys. Okay, I'm lying. So this is what happened. My mom and my dad, they scheduled a trip for Airbnb 3 months ago. And let's see. No. Yes, 3 months ago back in March. And they were supposed to be going on a trip in May, okay? So they paid for the trip. You know, I think it was thousands of dollars. They was good to go. Literally 1 week before they were supposed to go on the trip, the host, all three, canceled without any explanation whatsoever. So we calling, you know, we like, what the fuck? Why are all three of them canceled and think like this? This is odd. This doesn't make any sense. So we calling, we try to figure out some shit. You know what I'm saying? And they like, well, oh, my goodness, this is the worst. First of all, they was like, well, there is no escalation. You know, you guys have to, we'll look into this. We don't know. We don't know why this happened. We like, okay, well, can somebody call us back? And then they, like, would not call us back. The one chick, she was being extra disrespectful. Like, she was talking, my mom called her first. And it's like the same two people that answered the damn phone. Okay, so my mom called her first. And when mom's talking to her, she's like, yeah, so, you know, what's going on with the trip? Like, before my mom was even saying anything, the girl's like, Like, bitch, shut the fuck up and listen to what the fuck we said. Like, and literally she was doing that the whole time. It was like she just kept cutting us off. Like, and it was just inappropriate, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bitch, this is thousands of dollars spent. Now we have to figure out how we finna get this money back because y'all canceled the trip without any notice whatsoever, you know, and book another trip. My advice would be, overall, Airbnb fucking sucks. On top of that, they shit not really what it seems. Sometimes you go inside that motherfucker and you may encounter a house that is fucked up, shitty as a bitch, just horrible. I actually called the individual from Airbnb who we had the house set up with. I called him personally, and I'm like, hi, yes, you know, we had a trip. It said it was canceled. Did you cancel? He was just like, no, we never canceled. I was like, well, are you guys booked for this day? He was like, no, we're not even booked for this day. So literally, and they said that it was some type of violation that was done. Like, what kind of violation could possibly be done? Overall, like I was going to say, if you want to book a trip, just do home away from home, okay? Because Airbnb, they hold way, it's just shady. It's some shady-ass shit. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody, they have those corporations and shit like that, that, you know, you're going to come across a racist here or there. It should never happen, but it does. But Airbnb ultimately fucking sucks. And I feel like this is what they were arguing about. Bitch, you said this is how many rooms you have, and you also have this right here, this extra couch or whatever like that. And she was just like, well, you know, pretty much like, motherfucker, I lied, in other words. And then the fact that she kicked them out without even giving them, you know, they money or whatever back. I know they have to go through Airbnb, but, like, that's crazy to me. Like, because, like, bitch, now we have to go ahead and go to a hotel at 2:30 in the goddamn morning when we already paid, you know what I'm saying? Especially depending on the night. It'd be like, you know, 300 sometimes a night, you know, crazy amounts of money for a house that's a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Houses that you have to go to that you got to, you know, it's just nasty. You got to feel, clean a crust off the counter, clean the shit out the toilet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to me. So, yes, home away from home, that's the way to go because Airbnb, it stands for air, bull, and I don't know. I tried to come up with something slick. It's air bullshit, period, okay? That's what it is. All right, y'all. So that's pretty much all the topics of the evening. And that is our show as well. So I hope you all enjoyed me. Y'all know I talk a lot. make sure you all wish Jun some luck. He will let you guys know next week what the deal is. And he's just, like I said, doing such positive things. I want to get like Jun, okay? We all need to get like Jun. Everybody, let's get like Jun, because his ass out here, 28 years old, living his best life, traveling, doing different things, just good energy, you know, plan on doing good shit with his life. He has dreams and goals, and he is truly going after them, and I can just see him succeeding in the best way, and I'm all here for it. All right, guys, that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. Keep Jen in your prayers and your thoughts, and you guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to our show this evening. You can expect to hear from us next Sunday at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama. And don't forget to send those emails to confessions2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Vandrina. And actually, you probably won't hear from me next week because I'm going to be in Las Vegas getting it popping. So, yes, guys, I will talk to you all the following week. Don't give Jen too much grief. Have a wonderful week.